Welcome to the Real Estate Travel Academy podcast channel, where real estate and travel meet. Each week, we engage in authentic conversations with interesting and informed people from our worldwide network. Join us and learn how to conduct real estate business in foreign countries and seek a better understanding of cultural norms around the world. Here is your Real Estate Travel Academy host, entrepreneur and educator, Jean Joshin.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jean Joshin, the host of the Real Estate Travel Academy podcast channel. And today I'm bringing us a special precursor to a live virtual tour that we're hosting in Portugal next Wednesday on April 14th. You can find out more information on the Real Estate Travel Academy website and on Eventbrite as well. I'll share more of that later. But right now I'd like to welcome my special guest, Mary Roy. Mary Roy is the founder and team leader of Mary Roy and Team, and she's a broker with RE/MAX Hallmark First. Welcome, Mary.
Hello, Jean. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited about this, telling you all about beautiful Portugal.
Thank you so much, and it is a pleasure. We've gotten to know each other over the last month or two as we prepare for the virtual tour, and we just thought it would be exciting to hear from you, hear your passions about Portugal, and tell us a bit about your background, and then why you think Portugal is a great place for people to invest. So I'd like to start first with a little bit about you and where are you located today?
Sure. Thank you so much. I am located in the Greater Toronto, to the east, about 20 minutes east of Toronto. It's a pretty nice region. It has many different price ranges and still affordable, so it keeps us busy all year round.
How long have you been in real estate?
I've been in real estate 33 years, since 1987, RE/MAX County.
And how long have you been with RE/MAX?
I've been with RE/MAX since 94.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Great career.
I've created this amazing family within RE/MAX. So, yeah.
You have a team of exceptional real estate agents working with you?
I do. I have, I was a broker of record myself for 10 years. And then I sold my business and I've always had a team. Right now, we're a team of seven ladies. We have two ladies that work in the office, and then the other five were on the road. I have two daughters that work with me, which is amazing because they keep my business in line, and they are a huge support in my business. So I'm very blessed to have my daughters by my side and all the other ladies in my team.
It does sound awesome for you. And what got you interested in real estate in the first place?
Well, actually, it was my husband that said, Mary, you know, you love spending time with the kids. I got married very young. I was not even 16. So I've always worked really hard. And then he said, why don't you stay home so you can sell real estate and stay home? But that was a huge mistake. When I started, I sold like 25 homes the first year in real estate. And I've never stopped. But I love it. And what I love about real estate is helping families. And we always set our goals because we're very business oriented, but we always said, how many families are we going to help this year? How many families are we going to make sure that their experience is like, they'll never forget us. And that's what always we aim for. Yeah. And still do after 33 years.
Nice. And yeah, I feel your passion about real estate and being located in, you know, the region of Toronto where you are. There's so many great opportunities for helping families as well. And how did you become passionate about real estate in Portugal?
Well, I was born in the Azores and I was 12 years old when my parents came to Canada. My dad loved our culture and our country. But because I got married very young to an Italian and I hung around more Italians than Portuguese people, I never really got interested in that much in Portugal. And then about 15 years ago, I met the owner of RE/MAX Portugal, Manuel, and he invited me to come out and share some of my skills and help them. And all anyone has to say is, Mary, will you help us? And Mary is always there. So I went for the first time to Portugal 15 years ago. I was there 14 days and I drove all around. I saw all of Portugal. We'd get to a little town and Tom would say, do you want to stay here? I go, no, there's another little town next to it. Because my dream was to see Portugal, because I was born in the Azores and I had never been in the mainland of Portugal. And I fell in love. And then I just started going back every year to work with the Remax. And I'm still doing right now webinars with them and helping them. I don't get paid for it. They're wonderful. They pay, of course, for my hotel and my food. But I love being there. They energize me. They give me passion. So can you tell I'm in love with Portugal?
Tell, absolutely. That's why we're here today. I knew your passion as we get to know you. And then what is your actual role? What do you do for the agents in Portugal when you're over there?
When I'm there, I do a lot of training. Basically, what I'm doing is sharing our skills because their real estate is probably about like 10, 15 years behind where we are now as far as use of lockbox and all that stuff. So I just go there and try and get them to get more advanced and faster. Remax Portugal has done amazing. They're one of the head guys and award winners. Like they are amazing. They're so driven and so committed to making a difference in their careers, in their lives. And it's wonderful. Actually, I've seen so many women in Portugal that are so successful and achieve things beyond their dreams, just like me. And I think that's why I fell in love with them. And especially after my dad passed away, I got even more in love with Portugal. I love the culture. I love the food. I love their cafes. I just, when I'm there, I just feel so alive. It's such a wonderful feeling.
So I've met three of the ladies that are agents in Portugal that will be on our virtual tour next Wednesday. And they are as passionate as you are as well. So anybody that's going to be joining us will feel that. Tell us about the different types of real estate properties that you see or that we might be seeing next week as well in Portugal.
Well, the beauty about Portugal is the real estate is so, like, you can be, let's say, in the central of Portugal, like in Lisbon, Cascais, Sintra, and it's like just so unique and like such character with the buildings and all that. And you can basically go anywhere, like you can travel to north of Portugal from the center in like 3 hours, and then you can go south in 2 hours. Like, so it's so easy to travel the whole country. And each, like if you're in the north, it's one type of structure. If you're in the central, you have more like the country and also the city with the condos. And then if you're south, it's more like vacation land. It's a lot of condos. But they also have a lot of beautiful properties right on the water. But it has amazing views and they have even castles that are homes. It's beautiful. So anyone that's going to listen to us, they have to come and check it out. They'll fall in love with it just like I have.
So tell us about the three regions then. We're going to be featuring Porto, Lisbon, and Algarve. Can you just tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, so Joanna is going to be talking about Porto and Douro. That's such a beautiful region. I love it. It doesn't matter which region I'm in, they just have different things to offer you. If I was an investor, I'd probably buy something in Porto or Douro, no problem. I love both regions. It's just one is the country and the mountains and the hills. The other one is the little downtown atmosphere by the water with the river. So, and then central Lisbon, Graça is going to be talking about because that's her area that she works in. So Cascais, Sintra, like it's so pretty. I love Cascais when I stay in Portugal. That is where I stay. I love walking by the ocean, the water, the little cafes, the little plazas that they have where you go into the little towns. And then the Algarve is like your south. It's like your like down in one of our islands is that we go to the beaches, but they have a lot more character. They have beautiful rocks and hills and orange sand, and it's just gorgeous. So you could, whatever it is, whatever you'd like to do, Portugal has it to offer you, whatever real estate you're, even for investors that want to go and develop, there's so much land there, so many opportunities for people to go there and build nice hotels or whatever they want to do.
I've seen the properties that we're going to be showing, that the ladies will be sharing with us, and they are some amazing properties, and price points are, you know, everywhere. So, you know, depending on somebody's budget, what type of investors then do you think might be attracted to Portugal as an investment?
I think probably most of the people that I know that are from Canada or the US that have properties in Portugal, a lot of them buy in the south because you're by the beach. And then you have the ones that want to be in the city because they want to walk downtown or have access north, south, whatever. It just depends what lifestyle you want for yourself. And if you want to buy something that's really affordable, you just go outside of the main regions and you can buy a really nice, cute home with a piece of land for like 200 and something. It's pretty affordable. It's just, what lifestyle do you want to live in Portugal? What is your dream?
Definitely enticing. And as well as our virtual tour that we're hosting next week, we are also planning a land tour to Portugal, and we can take clients at any time. We are a travel and tour company as well. You started to talk about the culture. We are also going to be sharing some cultural tidbits, but what can you tell us, what can you say about the Portuguese culture and lifestyle that makes it so enticing and attractive?
Well, I think the reason that people love Portugal more than anything else, because we're not a big country, is the people, the love that they feel from the people. No matter where you go, they always have a beautiful smile. They're welcome in your home. When I go to Cuba and I go to Portugal, you have that same love and passion and fun. And I think that is what they give you that probably another country doesn't. And I think it's because we're small. They're hard workers. They're very committed people. The food is amazing. I love the seafood. I grew up with seafood, so that's what I love. But I have not met anyone that has gone to Portugal that they don't enjoy their seafood. It's very tasty. It's beautiful. And then, of course, we have our pastries and our cheeses. The cheeses in Portugal and the bread does not taste the same in Canada. When I go there, it tastes totally different. But I believe what Portugal has, and I've traveled like to Germany, Italy, and many different countries. It's just more like the love that they have for life and how they make it good, no matter if they have no money or they have money or whatever, they still love life. And I think that's what I love the most.
Nice. And again, I'm with Mary Roy, founder and team leader of Mary Roy and Team, and a broker with RE/MAX. And so, Mary, what is your favorite area of Portugal? Do you have one, or is it all?
I do. I have, my favorite area is Cascais. That's where I always stay. And the reason I love Cascais, and anyone that will go and visit Portugal, there's just a whole different feel there because you have the water, you have the charm. There's just such a nice feeling there. So I love Cascais. But I have found a new little area that is adorable, and it's called Ericeira. And a lot of surfers go there. Apparently, it's known all over the world. That's so pretty, so pretty. It's not spoiled yet. It has the little white houses with the green quarters and all that, but it also has the condos below. They're about 4 or 5 floors. And yeah, that's real. So I think next time I go to Portugal, I'm going to try staying in Ericeira to discover it, because I just felt like I was back home in the Azores there. It's a combination of both. So those are my two favorite. I love the Algarve. It's beautiful. I love Porto. I mean, I love all of Portugal, but I don't know what it is. When I'm in those two spots, I just feel like I'm back home where I was born.
Love it. I love your passion. And certainly, you know, you really can talk up Portugal so well. Where can listeners contact you if they're, you know, in the North American market and they want some more information?
please call me. I can tell you all about my favorite spots in Portugal. If you need any help, where you want to see or where you want to discover, my number is 905-426-7515. And you can also reach me by Mary Roy at maryroyteam.com.
Thank you. And of course, once again, the Real Estate Travel Academy is hosting a live interactive virtual tour exploring real estate in Portugal. It will also include property site tours, some of the ideas and showcasing some of the areas that Mary was speaking to. We'll have a panel discussion and Q&A and a cultural conversation as well to learn more about the lovely, wonderful country of Portugal. We can find that information on Eventbrite. We also have our Real Estate Travel Academy membership platform, and we've got free membership for our Accelerate and Premium members, and that's at the Real Estate Travel Academy. And I'll leave that all that information in the bylines and leave Mary's information in the bylines. It's been a real pleasure having you. Mary, what is your favorite thing to do when you're in Portugal?
I love walking down to the downtown in Cascais, sitting down in one of those little plazas, those centerpiece areas, and just enjoy a really nice seafood dinner and watch all the waiters and waitresses, how beautiful they are, listen to the music. That's what I love to do, and walk by the ocean. And I do that where I stay. It's like I get up in the morning, I go for my walk around 6:30, 7 in the morning by the ocean. It's a beautiful view of the water there. And then I walk back, and then I'm in the RE/MAX office around 8:30 till 7 o'clock at night. And I come home and I go for my little walk and my dinner. Oh, in Porto, where the hotel that I stay, they know me. So when I come back, they have my little shot of Porto waiting for me so I can take it to my room and just enjoy a nice quiet time. Yeah.
Well, you certainly paint an amazing picture, and I could visualize all of that. So it's been a real pleasure having you today, Mary. Thank you so much.
Thank you for making me a part of my passion, my love for Portugal. And these girls are going to give you an amazing presentation. I know them all really well, and they're amazing ladies, and they love our country, and they are very just as passionate as I am.
I know that. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
See you Wednesday.
Yes, thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Real Estate Travel Academy. Join us for future episodes where you will hear about real estate markets in exciting destinations around the world, gain insight into doing business in different cultures, and connect with global business leaders. Hibiscus International's Real Estate Travel Academy membership program can be found at hibiscusinternational.com, where real estate and travel meet.